Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Space weather is a euphemism for some potentially cataclysmic interstellar phenomena. Daniel Baker, professor of astrophysical and planetary sciences at the University of Colorado Boulder, discusses a particularly close call.
Just over 2 years ago, the Earth and its 7 billion inhabitants narrowly averted an extraordinary calamity. Missing a direct hit on our planet by perhaps a week or less, a blast from the sun headed straight for a NASA solar monitoring spacecraft well away from Earth. This spacecraft's stereo A measured the remarkable properties of this once-in-a-generation space storm. The story of the July 2012 storm, in a sense, began some thousand centuries ago when a quantum of light, a photon, was launched within the nuclear furnace at the heart of our nearest star. For the following eons, the photon and its similar companions made their way out through the sun's dense core. They then emerge from the so-called radiative zone, only to be swept up in the roiling outer layers of the sun that together are called the convective zone. In this swirling cauldron that gives rise to the sun's magnetic dynamo, the photons found themselves in an active magnetic region that would give rise to huge X-ray flares and would ultimately release the powerful coronal mass ejection that struck stereo A. Had Earth been there instead of the satellite, much of modern technology, from power grids to communication satellites to global navigation systems, could have been disrupted or severely damaged. How many such storms have occurred over the sun's lifetime, no one knows. Only over the past few decades have we had space platforms to record them, but what we do know is that our modern society is ever more susceptible to debilitating effects of harmful space weather. The Earth and all its inhabitants were exceptionally lucky that the July 2012 event occurred just when it did, but in the future we cannot depend solely on good fortune. All of us, scientists, policymakers, and average citizens, must be aware of space weather, and we need to prepare to deal with the possible consequences of the most intense of such devastating events.
That was Daniel Baker of the University of Colorado Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Rockin' Man.